ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Well, it's time to talk a bit of sport now, and Joe Sullivan is in the studio with me. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Sally.
Joe, in football, heartbreak for Melbourne City across both A-League competitions.
Well, we start with the A-League Women's Grand Final on Saturday night, and Shay Connors finishing off a terrific piece for the Sky Blues of Sydney. They got the job done 1-0 over Melbourne City. It's the fifth title for Melbourne City, a remarkable effort. They now lead all comers in the A-League women's competition, a remarkable effort. That heartbreak was compounded on the big derby between Melbourne City and Melbourne Victory in the elimination final of the A-League men's on Sunday. Paul Izzo, if you want to look up goalkeeping superiority, look at this man. Didn't save one, two, three, saved four penalties throughout the match, one during regular time, Melbourne Victory going a man down. And then going behind in the score count, going behind in goal, and somehow clawed their way back in the 88th minute, getting the game on level terms and step up the man in the moment. Three penalty saves and slaughtered one himself. Paul Izzo getting Melbourne Victory through to the semi-finals. They will host Wellington Phoenix in their first leg of the semi-final this coming Saturday. And Sydney FC, they also progressed on Saturday night. A big resounding 4-0 win against Macarthur. They'll host top of the table Central Coast in their first leg of their semi-final on Saturday.
I think the women are still celebrating. They look like they're enjoying themselves on the weekend, Joe. In rugby league, the Dolphins, in good form, has people wondering if succession's plans are always worth following through.
So Wayne Bennett, coach of the Dolphins, he's got them into the top four after a 2-point thrilling win against the Cowboys in Townsville on Saturday night, 28-26. Now, Wayne Bennett is due to hand over the coaching reins at the end of the year to his assistant, Christian Wolf. And the Bunnies, having lost Jason Demetrio, sent him on his marching orders, have Bennett in their sights to return back to the club. So it's got many questioning. Why stop a good thing? They're into the top four. They're on their way, the expansion side, on doing some good things on field. And speaking of on field, Newcastle, they hung on to beat the Warriors yesterday despite some controversy. The Warriors maybe questioning why they didn't get a penalty try, and losing 6 points in a close game is always a thing when you go down by 6 points, and the Sharks have propelled themselves to the top of the table with a 20-10 win against St George Illawarra.
And Joe, in the AFL, the definition of a bruising win for Brisbane after a lion-hearted performance in the Q Clash to finish off the ground.
That's right. Brisbane reduced to one on the bench in the first half in their clash against the Gold Coast. Its feared defender Darcy Gardner and forward Lincoln McCarthy have suffered season-ending ACL injuries. That's the anterior cruciate ligament, generally requires 12 months on the sidelines. That was after Noah Answorth was concussed and subbed out. And this was following Brandon Starcevic having to withdraw from the game during the warm-up with a calf injury. It paved the way for an unlikely debut for 18-year-old Logan Morris, who had played in the reserves earlier in the day. He kicked his first goal on AFL footy in the Lions' gritty, determined and smarter 34-point win over the Suns. There was also an inspiring first goal on debut as the Hawks caused a big upset over the Dogs. Cole Shadia, son of the late Hawks champion Paul Dear, gold in the first quarter as the Brown and Gold matched the Bulldogs and then held on to win by 7 points. Fremantle, the other big winners yesterday, with a 9-goal trouncing of the Tigers at the G, and the top four now starts to separate itself in the AFL. Sydney top alongside Geelong, then GWS and Melbourne.
And Joe, in netball, the top four already taking shape after just four rounds.
That's right. The West Coast Fever and the Melbourne Vixens both remain undefeated after resounding wins yesterday. An offensive masterclass by Jamaican Janelle Fowler-Nembhard, shooting at 98% for her 60 goals as her side cruised to a 16-goal win. Meanwhile, the Melbourne Vixens also in cruise control against the Firebirds, a 13-goal win, helping the Vixens go to the top of the table. And also, how sweet it is, a 1-goal win for the first win of the competition's newest side, the Melbourne Mavericks, getting their maiden win over the Sunshine Coast on Saturday night.
They were very happy about that. Joe, in cricket, a couple of Aussies went head-to-head in the IPL overnight as the tournament gets closer to the business end.
Mitchell Starc's Kolkata Knight Riders now top of the table after a big, big win over the Lucknow Super Giants. Marcus Stoinis leading the resistance for the Super Giants, making 36 as they tried in vain, really, to try and reel in 235. There are 15 matches of the 70 regular matches in the IPL remaining.
And Joe, a game of football that normally wouldn't make the headlines, but it almost broke the scoreboard on the weekend. And it's also generated a lot of debate, to be fair.
It is. We are talking about the Adelaide Amateur League Division 6. There's, as you mentioned, not normally in the headlines, where the Fitzroy Lions are roaring into the record books. Yes, there is a Fitzroy Lions in Adelaide. A massive win. 82 goals, 24 for a total of 516 against their opponents, the Elizabeth Eagles, who could not score a goal. Now, if you know the Adelaide football scene, Elizabeth is a proud club. They've got connections to the SNFL in Central Districts. This is a proud club. And so hopefully this might muster a bit of support for this particular club, because at the moment, as you alluded to, they're talking about mercy rules in games like this. 516 points. And before I go, we need to briefly touch on the Northern Areas Football Association. You're more than a mere supporter for one of the clubs there, the Broughton Mundurra Eagles. Sadly, the Ororoos kicked away a big 9-goal win at Port Broughton Oval. That will sting. So you might need to have a little word with George Hewitt at Carlton to try and source some inspiration.
We'll see what happens. Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Joe Sullivan with Sport there.